In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the first and second Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masech the Mikvah. The Mishnah begins, Hamaniach Kelim Tachat HaTzinor. So if someone leaves vessels underneath a downpipe, and it's important for this Mishnah to understand what type of downpipe we're referring to. Because if it's a downpipe that's already defined as a kli, and we'll discuss in later Mishnah exactly how that works, but if it's already defined as a vessel, then any water that runs through it would be already be considered drawn water. There's nothing to discuss. In other words, it doesn't matter what the continuing parameters are that we're going to learn in this Mishnah. Therefore, we must be discussing a case where a gutter or downpipe was actually formed as part of the building. So it was like carved out. In that situation, it's not defined as a kli, and the water that runs through it would not be invalid to be used as mikveh water. But in any event, water ran through this pipe and someone placed kelim vessels at the bottom. It says, achad kelim gdolim v'achad ktein miktalim. Whether they're large or small vessels, it doesn't matter. Afilu kli glalim, kli avanim, kli adama. Whether they are considered vessels made out of dung, whether made out of stone or made out of soil. In other words, it's important these vessels are not susceptible to tumah. Nonetheless, we say poslein tamikvah. In other words, since they've been placed there and water has been collected in it, it's considered drawn water. Now, before we allow the Mishnah to refine that halacha, I'm just going to go back on one point, and that is the fact the Mishnah had to mention these other vessels that are not susceptible to tumah. That is because despite the fact for purposes of tumah and tara, they're not defined as a kli, not defined as a vessel, nonetheless, what we learn from this Mishnah is that even a stone vessel, which is not susceptible to tumah, water that would be considered a vessel, if you like, for laws of mikvaot, that if water collected in it and one used it to draw the water, then it would be considered drawn water and be invalid as mikvah water. In any event, let's return to the Mishnah itself. We'll discuss any of these kelim that are placed underneath this downpipe. The Mishnah says, Echad ha-meniach v'echad ha-shocheach. Whether they were placed there intentionally or they were forgotten there, they would be invalid as mikvah water. That's opinion of Kedivrei Beit Shammai. However, Beit Hillel says, no, metarim b'shocheach. If it was simply forgotten there, then that water would be fine. So, for example, you could simply smash and let the water run into the mikvah, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara explains that if we're dealing with a case where it was around rain clouds already formed and the person placed it there, then everyone would agree that even if it was forgotten, it would be considered invalid. Meaning that despite the fact he forgot it there, it was clear that was intention from the outset, and simply forgetting it doesn't undo his original machshavah, if you like, and that water is considered drawn water. If, however, he left it there when it was bright sunshine, leaving it under the gutter is not an indication that he was doing this to draw water, and therefore everyone would agree if it was forgotten there, then the water that collected would be considered valid water. The debate is if it was left out when the rain clouds were forming, then, and it was forgotten there, but then what happened is the weather cleared up, and then eventually again further rain clouds came and it started to rain and filled up. In that situation, the debate between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether the change in weather pattern, whether that undoes his original machshava or not, if it's considered batel. So Beit Shammai says absolutely not. The water would still be considered drawn water, whether Beit Hillel disagrees. So the Mishnah again continues, Amar Rabbi Meir says, Nimnu v'rabu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. There was a case, what happened is the Chachamim stood to a minyan, they stood to a count, and in the end, those Rabbanim Beit Shammai outnumbered Beit Hillel on this matter, and they were koveh halacha. The halacha was established like Beit Shammai in this particular case. However, they both agree, Modim b'shocheach b'chatzer, if it was left out in the open, middle of the chatzer, in that situation, and specifically not underneath the gutter, then everyone would agree that if it was forgotten there and the water filled up, that water would be fine. I mean, it could be used as mikveh water. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Dayni machlok mimkom medet." So most mafarshim explain what this means is when Rabbi Yossi says the machloket is still in place, what that means is it's referring to what Rabbi Meir says, that it got to a point where they had a vote and halacha was established by like Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it didn't actually reach ahead in that case. The debate is still in play. In other words, it's existing debate between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and then would presumably apply the laws of Kfiat Halacha. How do we establish Halacha in a situation we've got a debate between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. HaMeneach Tavla Tachat HaTzinor. If someone leaves a Tavla, Tavla is a tray underneath this Tzinor, underneath this downpipe once again, if it has a misker, it has a rim around the edge, so now it's considered as if it has a bait kibul, it can act as a receptacle, then it's defined as a clear vessel. So any water that runs into it would be considered poselet mikvah, would be invalid. However, im lav, if however it wasn't, meaning it did not have a rim, it's simply a flat tray, then it says, eno poselet mikvah, it would not invalidate the mikvah. Interestingly here, Mishnah Rona points out that if he lifted up the water with that tray, then it would be considered drawn water. So assuming the water is just running off it. What happens is Zakvah Laduach. What happens if he took a tray and put it upright? In other words, he didn't put it flat in the normal way that a tray collect would be able to contain, have content, or contain anything you placed in it. Then Benkach or Benkach, whether it has a rim or not, it doesn't matter. Hina Poselat and a Mikvah. Why? Since it's not Omed Kederech Kabbalata, meaning it's upright, therefore the water that runs through it is not considered Maim She'uvim. So it's important at twofold. One is the way you position it, and that your intention is not for water to collect it, but also for the water to simply clean the tray off. One additional point that the Kati brings, I should say, in the extension, is that of the opinion of the Rosh, meaning the situation we're dealing with a tray that is susceptible to Tumah, so it has a rim around it. Then the mikveh water would only be kosher if the water simply, even without the tray there, the water would have run straight from the pipe. Sorry, in other words, it would have run straight from down the pipe, and even without the tray there, and straight into the mikveh. However, if we're dealing with a situation where the tray is actually, again, it was placed there for washing purposes, it's upright, it would have run off the tray and the water's now being redirected as a result of the presence of the tray, then in that situation, the water would be considered she'uvim. Sorry, it's not that they're considered she'uvim, you have to be careful here. It's not that it's considered drawn water. But the issue is since it's going through a kli that's susceptible to tumah, it's havaya, meaning the creation of the mikveh has not come by way of tahara, meaning through it means it's not susceptible to tumah at all. So therefore, even though it's not considered drawn water, because again, the intention was to wash it, it's upright, it's not in the way you'd usually position to collect the contents, nonetheless, the Rosh says it would still be invalid because it's going, the water is... The creation of this mikveh is going via a kli that's susceptible to tumah. The Kati says we should actually go and look at the Mishnah Achrona that brings other opinions that disagree with the Rosh, but we'll leave that matter for further study. Those are the Mishnah today.